Welcome back to Copper Country Today. We are a public service presentation brought to you in part by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic and the Copper Country Education Association. We are heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on 99.3 FM and AM 1400 WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBAR 102.3. In the first segment of the program this morning, Chris Germain, who was the Democratic candidate for the 38th District Michigan State Senate seat. And in the second segment, the new executive director of the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce, Cheryl Farner. Welcome to the program, Cheryl.
Well, thank you, Todd, for inviting me here.
And welcome back to the Copper Country, because you have some history here.
Yes, this is my second time in the area. I actually worked here back in 1982 to 84 with Detroit Northern Savings and Loan back in the day when it was called that. Now it's just the old DNN building, and I've run into a lot of people who had worked in that facility with me at that time.
They still have an annual reunion.
That's what I heard, but I never was invited before.
Well, you probably were invited. It wasn't very convenient for
maybe,
you.
Maybe not.
So what... Give me a little bit of background then about yourself. Other than you worked for DNN, that's a bit of a step aside from where you are now in a Chamber of Commerce kind of position. You've gone from a commercial position to kind of a semi-commercial position. How did you make that switch?
Well, actually, at one time I had worked for Schwann's in their marketing department for their corporate offices in Marshall, Minnesota. And then when we had the opportunity to move to Wisconsin, we went to Stevens Point, Wisconsin, where a position had opened up with the Plover Area Business Association in Plover, Wisconsin, which is a bedroom community to Stevens Point. And I took that opportunity to apply for that position, and I actually was their executive director for the Plover Area Business Association from 2001 until 2008. And really, I really enjoyed working with the business people at that time and really driving the economic interests of the community and really the vitality of the business community. And so I hope to do that in this area as well.
What brought you back here?
Well, what had happened was I had been with the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, for over 4.5 years in central Wisconsin as well, right after the Plover Area Business Association. Took a little time off to care for my mom, who was aging, had some health issues as well, and saw that this was a great opportunity to come back to the UP, do something that I really loved and enjoyed doing, was working with business people, facilitating the economic drivers for the community, and really getting those small business and large business people really networking with each other and collaborating, because I know that in the past, like with the Plover area in Wisconsin, it really took a lot of collaboration, a lot of people really lifting at the same time to make a strong community and have the growth that they wanted in that area. We saw a lot of economic development during that time between the 2001 and 2008 time frame when I was their director. We had a great network of business people who were really involved and engaged, and I would like to see that for this area too.
This position was vacant for quite a while.
Yes.
Dallas Bond left the chamber, and the chamber kind of went through a reorganizational process, kind of a refocusing process. So when you walked into that office, it was a little dusty, I suppose, not necessarily in the physical sense, but in the sense that there hadn't really been anybody watching over it. What kind of an organization did you inherit?
Actually, a very good one in all essence, because it had a strong board, an active board of directors. And I must say that they did a great job in keeping the members engaged. We also have a great office manager, Trina, who had been there for over 10 years now.
Trina is a gem.
Yes, and she knows everything there is to know within the community. And I must say she's been a great asset to the organization. And, of course, it's just way too large for one person to keep it at the level it should be. You know, the committee structures maybe had fallen. There should always be an ambassador's committee for a chamber, the welcoming arm for the community and the business organization. And so we're bringing that back. We've got quite a strong group of business people who are willing to engage and get active, looking forward to really working with them. And then we're going to engage some more people with the Program and Events Committee and the Legislative Committee, where we want to bring all those important issues within an area to the forefront and have people actively involved in what those issues may affect business people in certain ways, whether it be, elected officials that may be coming on board either locally or at the, county or state level. And then what are the issues? Is it school board issues? Is it their elections? And should we be bringing those people in as well? Many chambers also have an education and workforce development committee to address some of those issues for the workforce and how the chamber can get involved and be active in those roles. A lot of times chambers will also be strong supporters of internship programs within those businesses that are members as well and non-members. So really driving the efforts of where chambers should have their focus. And so really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that one of the first things I had noticed in the announcements that we get coming over from your office was this mention of the ambassador program. And I thought, I had never considered before that I had not seen one here. Mm-hmm. Because like you, every place that I have worked and been involved with the chamber, there has been some kind of program like that. Explain a little bit more about what a chamber ambassador is.
Okay. For an ambassador, it's really the welcoming arm of the chamber. They are a committee member. They are not a board member, but they are out there in the community, and they are focusing on a key group of our members. And we have split up our membership into smaller groups so that they can keep connected with those members, make sure that they're informed about the issues, invite them to a lot of the opportunities that we have, like Exit Issues that we have monthly for our members, or Business After Hours for the social networking aspect of the business community, and really getting out there and making sure that our members are informed about those opportunities, as well as making sure that they're connected within the community. Everyone should be able to know their business neighbor next to them and down the road and within the community. And are we putting those stories in our newsletters and on our website to make sure that everybody's aware of those businesses that have been here for a very long time and supported the community strongly? Or are they new members and really we need to reach out to them and tell their story about who they are and what they do so that other business can refer them to other members and people within the community, too. That's the purpose of a chamber, is really to have that strong networking ability.
Yeah, and these ambassadors, they are not paid. They are volunteers?
Correct. All of our people with the chambers are paid members of the organization, and that is really the basis of a chamber, is that we are a volunteer network of our business members. They are voted on to our board of directors. The board of directors make those decisions for the organization, for the other business members. And so it's always important to have really active board members who have been really active within committees, who know the structure of the organization, and really reaching out to those other business members to say, hey, we're acting on your behalf, and please be part of that one united voice for the business community. And then my job is really to facilitate the direction of that board of directors at that time.
The direction has been something that's been discussed a lot over the last few years. There is a bit of fuzziness sometimes when you look at this area. You see some organizations that are specifically devoted to economic development. Mm-hmm. You have KEDA, you have WPITR, you have those organizations that are handling the economic development in the area. You have the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which handles tourism and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Where in all of this does the chamber fit in, and what is the specific role now of the chamber in relation to those other groups?
Yes. As you mentioned, there's KEDA and WPITR and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and all of those have different roles within a community. The chamber is really uniting all of the business people within a community in an area on the business topics that are of concern and the issues that are addressed within a community. And how do the business people together work to make the community a better place? And how does the chamber bring up the issues that affect businesses within the area? So we would be presenting and having many speakers on different areas and topics and issues to our members. And we try to portray the things that are the most important, obviously, to our members, and making sure that they are aware of those issues. So we'll bring a lot of very expert people within the community to the forefront and be a speaker on those topics, and make sure our business people are aware of what's coming up and what's going to be affecting them. Are there the signage issues from, you know, Houghton that needed to be reviewed by the businesses that would be affected so that they didn't order signs ahead of time, knowing that maybe they wouldn't be able to put them up. Were those issues maybe perhaps an opportunity to discuss and bring in people from the city to speak to the business people, whether are there things within the county that we need to address? Is there things for planning and zoning that need to be a focus and maybe addressed? And what is the, you know, communication out there to our business members, and how will it affect them? There are a lot of different topics. We brought in one on use tax within the state, and having the representative speak on what, how that will affect businesses in the area, and the pros and cons from the members and community members who were just wanting some of their questions asked. I mean, the opportunities to have those questions addressed really are some of the key things within a community. And also for chambers, it's really to give those members an opportunity to network with each other. It's a really important part of a chamber to get to know what other businesses in the area do, what they do, and what they do well.
Yeah. My guest is Cheryl Farner. She's the new executive director of the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce. Been on the job for a couple of months now, isn't it?
Yes, I've been here since the middle of July.
I wanted to give you at least a few weeks to get comfortable before I brought you in and grilled you mercilessly here on the program. So basically, there is this opportunity for the chamber to establish itself as kind of an intermediary between governments and decision-making boards and the businesses that are affected by those decisions.
A clearinghouse of information for the business people, yes.
I've got to confess, I don't think I could do your job because I have been involved, and I'm not saying anything about this Chamber of Commerce. I have been involved with Chambers of Commerces that have been very political, where you know, certain groups of businesses align against and for, and they like this idea, they don't like this idea. There's, and this can get really messy. You have to be a really good arbiter, I think, to do your job and do it effectively.
I think that there, whenever there's a strong interest in a community, you should never shy away from those issues. And I think it's important to bring both sides to the table, the pros, the cons, like I said, and make sure that, you know, we have an informed business membership on any topic. And so whether they be maybe a hot button for issue for a community, you should never shy away from those issues. People need to be more informed, if anything, because whenever you get people who are really passionate about a cause or an issue, you're going to hear a lot of strong comments and a lot of strong people come forward because they have a voice and they want to be able to be heard. And I guess that's really the purpose of a chamber, is really to give you that forum in which to be heard. And as your board of directors will comment or do letters of support or not, based on the information that they're getting from their membership, is this something that should be supported by the chamber, or is it something that maybe we will listen to the issues and get those things out within our membership and make you more aware? And we have to have people engaged and participating. We have to have people coming and listening to these great speakers on these topics, and whether they're for or against them, just so they can hear and have their questions answered.
So in your couple of months here, as you've started to talk to the leaders of the chamber and the businesses in the community, what are they telling you are the biggest challenges that they're facing?
We have a lot of people who are interested in a lot of different issues, but the main concerns from I hear from KEDA and Whippeter and some of the other organizations, including, you know, the cities and the counties, are really the energy concerns that we have for the UP. Communications, we're addressing broadband issues within the area. And there are, you know, there are other issues within the community. Some of them are healthcare insurance. You know, a lot of small businesses still looking to see which way they should go for their healthcare insurance. And so we'll be looking for others to maybe get their input and become part of maybe some subcommittees for the chamber, and really get a group of people who will look at these issues and see where the chamber can focus their time and energy as well from their business members.
Yeah, the electrical power issue certainly is one that I'm starting to hear a lot about. Mm-hmm. We will be doing a program or two on that once we get past the election. We've got candidate interviews over the next few weeks on this show, but our, mm-hmm. our plan longer term is to get some folks in here who can talk to us a little bit about what's going on with this power issue here in the Western Upper Peninsula. The rates obviously are very, very high. That's a discouragement to business. But even more so, I think, is the potential that we may not have enough power to meet our needs in this area. Our power tends to come from far away, and we're kind of dangling by a shoestring. So that is something that we're going to be addressing on this program, I know, over the next couple of months. Flip the coin.
Mm-hmm.
What things do they tell you that they are happy about? What positives do they tell you about?
You know, the economic vitality of the community really is pretty strong here. We have a great work ethic here. People are very content in this area. It's a beautiful community to live in, a beautiful area in the UP. And I think that for the people that come here, we have a lot of positives because of the universities in the area and just the nature of the people that have stayed. I mean, you're very resilient, love winter sports, love summer sports, love all of the seasons. And I think that that makes a great community. From the time when I left here in the early 80s until now, I see that there's a lot of development along the waterfront. I think that's wonderful that you have a great quality of life, the walking paths that have been added and a lot of more green spaces to the community. You know, some people said, oh, you know, we've lived here all life. They haven't seen the change over those periods of years because it comes rather slowly sometimes in increments each year and you just don't notice it. But I'd been, you know, away for a while, maybe stop.
There is an
visit.
Advantage in coming back with fresh eyes.
Yes, there is.
And it helps you to see the positives. It probably also gives you a perspective on some of the challenges that we face because you have seen similar challenges faced in other areas?
Yes. You know, like I said, when I was in the Plover area, they were just a bedroom community to Stevens Point, which also has a large university there. Very similar to the structure of this area, I think, and really drawing out the positives within that community. Really worked on marketing materials for their community, worked a little bit more on economic development for that area. And here it'll be more of a focus on really getting that chamber involved within the areas that the focus should be, within some more committee structures, like I said, for the chamber and getting the business members involved and engaged along with the general community. And you really have to have a strong, engaged community and really people who are willing to get out and volunteer, whether it be for the chamber or any nonprofit organization. You really need that kind of support to make a great community.
Cheryl Farner is my guest. She's the new executive director of the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce. You've had a chance now to take a look at the economic development side mm-hmm. of the Copper Country. We have the Smart Zone, which is a rather unique. I mean, it's not completely unique, but it not everybody in Michigan has one.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them, having seen ours, want them. And we're in the process of helping Marquette set one up. You've seen Wopeter. You've seen this economic development driver that has been set up here. Compared to what you have seen in other areas, is it effective?
You know, incubators and innovation and entrepreneurship type programs are needed in any community, and it's wonderful that you have the Smart Zone and Marilyn Clark leading that particular piece. I think it's a great opportunity to take advantage of information from a university system and bringing it into a community where you can turn it around and make it into a strong business concept and a business in itself, and really supporting those initiatives. For any community that's out there, they really want this model.
Yeah.
I think that
yeah,
it
and
really
I have talked with people in other communities and other large university communities
mm-hmm.
who have said to me very frankly, they said, we are really jealous of mm-hmm. what you guys have up there with Michigan Tech. We are really jealous. We would like it too. And
mm-hmm.
and I think that it's something that we're very fortunate to have.
Very fortunate indeed. Like I said, I was in Stevens Point, Plover area. There's a university system. They just started something like this. A lot of university systems are doing that. Madison had very good success in translating some of their research into active businesses and really developing that system as well. But, you know, you see that more and more. You know, I have a brother-in-law, actually, that's a professor at UMKC who actually heads up their innovation and entrepreneurship program. So reach out for him for some expert advice from time to time. And, you know, there are so many opportunities for businesses and just really encouraging that within a community is so important because you can grow your own.
So how does the chamber facilitate then, because Michigan Tech is such an integral part of that, mm-hmm. is there a
as
way
Finlandia.
That
Finlandia mm-hmm.
yeah as is Finlandia of course mm-hmm. How do you view the chamber's role in terms of perhaps interfacing between Tech and Finlandia and the local business community?
Yes, actually, two of our seats on our board are designated, one from Michigan Tech and one from Finlandia. So you will see that represented on our board at all times. We want to make sure that we're very active in this system and really engaged within the business community as well. So
we've got a few minutes left here. What is going to be happening now over the next few months or year or two, now that you've had a bit of a chance at least to come in and look at it? What kind of things are we going to start to see from the chamber?
Yes. Like I said, we are already creating those committee structures that we really need for the chamber and getting the business members engaged on them.
Which isn't sexy. But it's so necessary.
It is so necessary to do the important work of a chamber successfully.
Yeah, I mean, it does not turn people on to say, well, I think we're going to work on committee structures today. but it's such, you've got to have your foundation.
You really do. And, you know, they had a strong foundation, like I said, a very active board. But you really need those committees to drive a lot of the issues that, you know, just people and for a staff don't have time to do everything. And we really need an engaged membership who are willing to step forward and volunteer their time. It doesn't take a lot of time. Really get some of the business community that are not members involved and back as a member or first-time members because we really need all of that support. I mean, it really takes a lot of effort. It takes everyone involved. It takes everyone lifting to make a great, strong
Are some of the
support.
People who had to step in to kind of fill that director's role off mm-hmm. the board over the last several years, are some of them now able to kind of relax back into these committee leadership positions?
Actually, yes. A couple of our board members have stepped up to be the chair people for these committees, and that is the structure of our committees, as well as taking some very active people from the community and maybe putting those as a co-chair.
So suppose I was a business owner mm-hmm. and I was hearing this saying, you know, maybe I should get involved in the Chamber of Commerce. What benefits do I get?
Yes, we have different benefit levels and membership benefits, and mostly it's the opportunity to network with other business people and make that strong business community a success. You really need those business people involved in the organization.
But now I'm a very small business owner, mm-hmm. me and my wife and one employee.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of time where mm-hmm. I can go to meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running my business. I have to be behind the counter. If I'm not behind the counter, the business isn't going to be functioning.
Mm-hmm.
How can we reach out to those smallest business owners and how can they find a place in the chamber?
There's always the role for the small business people in a chamber, and that's really the foundation of a chamber. It's really to disseminate, like I said, the clearinghouse of information for business people. You're out there busy. You're running your businesses, and we know that. So are you hearing all of the issues that are happening within a community? It's the job of the chamber and those committees and those board members to make sure that you're informed about everything that's coming up, whether you can attend them or not, and what are those issues. And we're acting as your voice in the business community then. We're speaking for you in one business voice.
If I wanted to join the Chamber of Commerce, how would I go about it?
Well, you certainly can contact the office at 482-5240. That's a great place to start. We also have some website information out there, and you can certainly contact us directly as well.
Yeah, you can go to the website. Go to the website. Now, mm-hmm. suppose I was an individual and I don't own a business. Mm-hmm. Am I welcome in the chamber?
Yes, we do have some individual opportunities as well, so certainly reach out to us. We always need great participants within the community who support the organization.
So I appreciate your coming in today. Cheryl Farner, the new executive director of the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce. Are you ready for all the snow that's going to be falling within the next probably 10 days?
Absolutely no, but not 10 days.
We never know when it's going to come. when it's going to come. But it's so good to have you in the community, and it's good to have you on the program, and thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Copper Country Today is brought to you by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer and healthier lives. Again, thanks to my guest in the first segment of the program this morning, Christopher Germain, who is the Democratic candidate for the 38th District Michigan State Senate seat. And thanks again to Cheryl Farner, the new executive director of the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce. If you missed any part of the program, or if you'd like to refer a friend to it, remember that the segments are both up and available on our website. Go to KeweenawReport.com, click on the CC Today tab, and you will find it there. You can download it if you want. You can link to it if you want. You can listen to it if you want. And make sure that you're up to speed on what's happening in the Copper Country. We'll be back next week with another set of guests on Copper Country Today.